expensive goodies for SpanglerScience.com.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all over the place. Hey, show the camera what you have in your hands. I just gave it to you, and I want you to tell me what that is.
It appears to be a cylindrical, kind of heavy plastic tube.
Wow, you are just, that's I would have just said a test tube.
Okay, a test tube.
It's
like an
indestructible tube. No matter what I do to this thing, I cannot destroy this
piece. It seems very compact.
So it's a very thick plastic for our viewers at home. It has a little screw cap on the top. They probably have one. Every one of our viewers at home probably has one of these in their home.
Oh, really?
It's just the form has been changed a little bit. What you're holding? A 2-liter soda bottle. This is what a soda bottle looks like seconds before
it's
inflated. Absolutely.
So they heat them up? Is that what they
do? Exactly right. So this and this are exactly the same. These two are exactly the same. The only thing is they heated this up. They had a rod that went inside that pushed down, and then they blew it up into this mold, and the mold popped out, and it tumbled out. So they produce lots and lots and lots of these, of course, every year, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And if you were to recycle, you could take all that plastic, put it back into that kind of mold they could recycle, and kind of do this. This is a baby soda bottle, so to speak.
Darned.
So that's what a 2-liter.
This wondered.
Exactly weighs 48 grams. This is 48 grams. If you take a look at this, I have some different ones here for you. So that's a 1-liter bottle. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Is that a 1-liter?
Yeah,
there you go. There's a 1-liter there, or
that's
a 16-ounce
the
bottle. Yep, so you can kind of see the differences that are there.
This
you
one
can
has
see
a
the
tapered kind of...
Exactly right.
It has a different kind of shape to it.
You can actually feel on the edges there and kind of see the difference. I show it to you because it's the source. If you see your kids coming home with something like this and asking you, we're kind of giving the parents the heads up. They're using them in science classes now all the time. They make the perfect test tube holder because
now I
can take a regular 2-liter bottle cap and put this on the top, and now it stores the liquid perfectly. So you have an oil on the top and water on the bottom.
Well, that's what's
and so that's a nice
there.
Little piece that's there, and a little oil and water piece here. This is one of those colored bottles, like a 7-Up bottle, so that's exactly what that is. I'll show you an activity that they do using just oil. So hold on to this one here. This is just vegetable oil. So if you have your kindergartner or first grader trying, this is just vegetable oil.
Okay.
A little bit of water goes down inside. And again, we're using the activity, hopefully, to teach us a little bit about the recycling that goes along with it as well. So the little little tablets go down the bottom. And those little tablets have baking soda inside and a little bit of citric acid. And
oh,
look
at
that little lava thing that we get
that
starts to
very cool.
There.
That is very
interesting.
Cool.
As you're looking at this, this is the number one recycled bottle in the United States. So we recycle more of these. That
big,
said,
for soda and what have
exactly
you.
Right. That said, Americans throw away 2 million plastic soda bottles an hour in the United States.
Really?
An hour.
Oh my God! All of them now in landfills and
exactly
there
right.
for a long time.
If you just recycle these, five of these, if you recycled them, would give you enough fiber fill to fill like a ski jacket.
Wow.
35 of them enough to do a sleeping bag. So
wow.
and about a third of all the carpet in the United States that's made is actually made from recycled soda
bottles.
So it's really, really important. And believe it or not, in the backyard, this was what we used to put the Mentos in.
Oh, that was our Mentos launcher.
So this was our Mentos holder right there. So the Mentos went inside, then you put the whole thing upside down and kind of pull from there.
The Mentos thing now in every classroom in the country.
Funny.